Welcome to the Ritual House Podcast, a show about the rituals we practice, the new ones we create, and the many ways rituals help us live deeper, more meaningful, and more connected lives. I'm your host, Tova Leibovic Douglas, and allow me to be the first one to say, welcome home. Welcome back to the Ritual House. Glad to have you. It's a week of a new moon and a week where I would say the astrology is quite potent and powerful, which means that for some of us walking in the world, it's going to feel really beautiful. And for others of us, it's going to feel something else. I love new moon gatherings, and I love finding ways to create space for individuals to step into their own energetic moment, whatever it is. This week we gathered together at Riverbank in Los Angeles and had a new moon gathering. And it was in this group of women where it dawned on me how all of us really need spaces like the ones that we're creating at the Ritual House. And this is from a really deep place. We all need space to be still, to listen to that soft whisper of our soul, of our higher purpose, of our higher consciousness, of whatever language that works for you. We all need that. And for a lot of us, having our own individual practice of meditation or prayer or creative practice, whatever that is going to like meet the moment. But for many of us, I would say most of us, we actually need to be witnessed in that stillness, which is what we're doing here. So please join us at our next gathering, March 19th at Riverbank. And also, we have some spiritual care circles happening. DM us if you want to be part of them that are privately going on. I'm sharing all that because my friends tell me I'm really bad at self-promotion, even though I feel like I'm literally only doing self-promotion right now, which is uncomfortable for me. They say I'm not great at doing it. So I'm saying it here to share. Follow us at theritual.house. Follow us on our Substack platform, TLDR. You can find the link in our bios. And find ways to be still, be quiet with the energy of the moment and find yourself within that. Whatever way you're going to do that, I really beg you to do that. Why do I beg you to do that? Because we need more people to do this work. Because our world is broken. It always has been. Let's just be clear about that. There is a breakage of brokenness that exists in the world. It's why the great Kabbalists have talked about the broken vessels and how it's our job to really pick up those pieces of light and put those brokenness together in some way. It's why any spiritual tradition worth its salt says that there is dark and there is light. There is shadow. There's a shadow side always. And there's also that beautiful, beautiful side to us. There is the Yetzer HaTov, the Yetzer HaRa, the both, and it is always happening. That is like, I don't know if that's ever going to go away. I actually don't think it can go away. It's how the world is made up. But I think the way to get in touch to our Yetzer HaTov, to our inner lightness, which each of us has within us, is actually to find a way to quiet the noise from the external world, to not react. And I say this specifically for those of us privileged enough to not live in a war zone. Truly, that's where if you are not living in a war zone right now, then you being here on this planet and me being here on this planet is essential that we find ways to tap into that higher self movement. So for us here, rituals are a way to do that. They're actually one of the most ancient forms of wisdom, a portal to something that is beyond us, that is like us here today, but also accessing our ancestors that came before us and accessing a spiritual deep wisdom within us. I held a circle for an individual who was going through a divorce and felt like there's a tradition in Judaism when you go through a divorce, you go through a get process, which means you release yourself from the divorce. And I'm going to be honest, that process, even though it is halachic, meaning it's part of Jewish legal framework that has been done for centuries, it does feel kind of that it has a patriarchal vibe to it. And I like to say this, or I used to say it a lot, that Judaism in the way that we know it today is is a religion that was made by men for men to be interpreted by more men. And that doesn't mean that that's what it actually is. The essential components of Judaism are not patriarchal at all, actually. In fact, I think Judaism is a rich, earthbound, energetic religion, tradition, spiritual tradition that is actually connected to divine feminine and divine masculine, and that it is our job to connect those two. I actually believe that's what it really is. But it's been taken over because that's how a lot of our world has been. It mirrors our world. It's not specifically hating on Judaism. This is just how our world works. And I would say that there's a lot of pieces of Judaism that you don't necessarily feel the patriarchy. You feel that it's actually a holistic and balanced tradition. But I do think that the get ritual can feel inherently patriarchal. And so this person was really turned off. And so we held a circle for them to witness her burn her ketubah. And then using the ashes of that ketubah, rewriting her own vows to herself. Now, I've been part of circles like these before as a witness. I've led different forms of rituals for divorced individuals because I like the person to actually choose their ritual. And burning a ketubah is always on the menu for me. But most people have chosen different formations of rituals. They've used water. They've used earth. They've used burning, but not with ketubah. They've used ripping. We do a lot of different cool things. There was something that was so inherently healing. A tikkun is the word that we would use. A tikkun meaning collecting that light and that shard of glass that happened when the world was created, collecting it and holding onto it. There was something that happened that fixed a wrong, that repaired a wrong, that she was able to do without her ex-partner being part of it, but rather with a group of individuals that loved her and saw her and was there to bear witness. It's really powerful. Rituals can be that. They can be that. And I think, so eight episodes ago, I spoke about when will we hit rock bottom. You know, and I actually talked a lot about that with the Standing Together people who I really love, Alone Lee and Sally Abbott and the work that they're doing. Alone Lee was on our last episode. They were here in Los Angeles and I spent basically the whole weekend with them at different events. And one of the questions that Alone Lee presented to me actually individually, but also collectively is when will we hit the spiritual rock bottom? It's like exactly the question I was asking too. Like, when is the bottom? Because we clearly haven't hit it yet collectively. So I guess my question to that question that I asked a few times ago is actually, well, what is our work in this spiraling down as the bottom continues to sort of seem to be bottomless at this moment? What is our work? And I wanna like champion our work is to sit in the stillness, to quiet the noise, to tap into that essential wisdom truth that we have within us. And that often the way to access that is deemed by do mindfulness, do meditation. Those things are beautiful and I do them and I practice them and I have work to do with them. But I want to say, let's bring the ritual revolution to that mindfulness piece. Do a ritual. Do it with people around you. Have a facilitator and a guide walk you through a moment that can lead you from point A to point B, not knowing what the in-between is, holding the in-between, holding the gap. It is why we have mikveh in the Jewish tradition. It is the space of the in-between to hold the tears of joy and the tears of sadness, the both and-ness of the in-between. Do that thing. Join us, join your people, do the thing, because I promise that is gonna be how we actually continue to fix and heal this world. Yes, social justice is great, protest is great, whatever the way is that you're doing your work is great. I'm not saying don't do it, but if you're not stopping to pause and internally ask, what is this? There is going to be a lack in whatever movement that you're part of. And I say that not as in a shaming way. I'm saying that from my own experience. So do that inner work. Do it and be part of it and be present for it and allow yourself to witness yourself doing it. The other thing that is coming up for me is that it is a moment to ride the waves of this spiral. In my own life right now, we have like a little bit of a mold situation in our house, and I've been really looking at it in one particular way. I was like, oh, I cannot believe this is happening. I can't believe we have to move out. I'm so stressed by this, right? All the things that come up in my anxious brain of mine. And a wise friend and mentor said, or can you look at it differently to see that this is a moment where you you're lucky enough to move out somewhere, like your parents live nearby, and that you're clearing out what no longer serves you and your family in order to build resiliency and health and beauty and spiritual connection. Oh my gosh, it's like upside down. You flip it. So while I know it's really hard to see this collective moment as anything but really harsh, we are all reacting to one another in really, really hard ways. And I do not wish to diminish any life that has been lost in this war time, any grief that is real for all sides of this moment. I do invite us to also see that peace and love, that those are the highest vibrations we can hold. And that if we can hold those, if we can hold that there is a possibility for peace, despite what our world is saying to us and the feedback we are getting, and there is a possibility for love. And I'm not talking from like a very naive place, like, oh, just peace and love. No, I'm talking from the deep spiritual, essential, vibrational frequency of peace and love. If we can hold that, especially those of us that are far away and privileged enough to be okay enough, if we can hold that, we can actually, I believe, transform, transmute some energy that can maybe shift it. You know, we spoke about patriarchy a minute ago. I think the patriarchal narrative is dying to shift. We are so done with it. We all are done with it. Whoever is even benefiting from it is done with it. They don't even realize that they're done with it. And so this moment is a moment where we get to do it differently. And I really want to advocate for that. I want us to listen to our children. Like when I talk to my kids about what's happening in the world, they are the most sensible, rational, high-level thinkers I could ever wish for. And it's not because my kids are amazing, although they are amazing. They're my kids and I love them. But I think it's because if one strips all the political orientations, all the patriarchal norms, all the norms that we all carry with us when we walk in a room, including me, including you, all of us do it. They don't have it yet. Thank God they don't have it. They might have a little bit of it. It's starting to happen. They're getting older, but they don't have it in the same way that we have it. And so if you strip all of those norms, well, what else are you going to do? You end up actually getting to beautiful answers that are literally lifting up the vibrational frequency of peace and love. And if I could wrap this in a bow, we are in Adar 2. We are in the month leading up to Purim, which is the month that demands us to see and seek joy, to see and seek play, to see and seek a world that can be flipped upside down. That if we are in a countercultural moment of this month, that perhaps it is the month that we can indeed create incredible paradigm shifts that will ripple in the world, that will impact the world, that will indeed be a new world that we are beginning, becoming, and building. And so, I hope, I pray, I really hold this like vision for us, despite my own negative thinking and thinking, wait, is that possible? I am quieting that. And one way that it's helpful that I'm like finding my way through this is through the rituals that I get to witness, be part of, and circle together. So join us on this ritual revolution. Join us in this moment to find the stillness and the quiet. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so grateful for you to be here, to share this with people, and also to just give yourself the gift of finding ways to find yourself within this chaotic and hard moment. I'm sending so much love and care your way. Happy almost Purim. It's not there yet, but it's coming soon. Happy Adar. Even when you don't feel the joy, try to step into it a little bit, not by ignoring the pain, but by stepping into the joy, because you know that when you step into it from love and peace, that that higher vibration will actually counter all of the pieces that are so incredibly harsh. Sending much love and care, hoping you have a week with intention and attention. Thank you for listening to the Ritual House podcast. Please be sure to follow the show on whichever platform you are listening to this right now so that you'll never miss an episode. And as we grow the show, we want to hear about the rituals that are meaningful to you. We invite you to share your ritual practices with us. You can DM us at theritual.house on Instagram or find us on our website, www.theritual.house. Also, as a new show, your feedback is really important to us. Please head on over to Apple Podcasts and write us a review. And if you enjoyed this episode, why not share it with a friend? We'll see you back here next week to continue the ritual revolution. In the meantime, I'm wishing you a week filled with intention and attention. Take good care.